Hi, and welcome to A Good Word Podcast. I'm Brad Bonholm, and I'm so glad that you've joined me today for this short teaching from the Word of God. We release 3 episodes every week on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. If you don't want to miss a single one, hit the subscribe button right now. Stay tuned for today's episode. Good morning, and welcome to our series on Psalm 23. As we've done in each of our podcasts, I make a series of statements at the beginning of the podcast that I hope acts as a reminder to you of the incredible power and love of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is our Good Shepherd. There is probably no passage of Scripture with which people are more familiar with than the 23rd Psalm. Every statement in the Psalm is loaded with meaning, significance, relevance, and importance. Psalm 23 is a psalm of confidence in the Lord's care. Psalm 23 expresses a deep trust in the goodness of God in this life and in the life to come. Every single need that you have is covered in Psalm 23. Our physical, spiritual, emotional, directional, relational, and eternal need. During my study of Psalm 23, one commentator said, "I believe that the 23rd Psalm ought to be one of the 7 wonders of the world." At first, I thought it was a very bold statement to make. However, over years of meditation, prayer, study, contemplation, and reflection, I too can resolutely say, I believe that the 23rd Psalm ought to be one of the 7 wonders of the world. Let's read Psalm 23 together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Over our podcast series, or in particular, I should say, over this past week, we've been exploring Psalm 23, verse 3. We are going to continue in our Bible study and continue to unpack that verse. And the beginning of the week, we looked at the first part of Psalm 23, verse 3, which says, "He restores my soul." In yesterday's podcast, we had a look at the second part of that verse, which says, "He leads me in the paths of righteousness." And we're going to finish off our podcast series for this week with the third part of Psalm 23, verse 3, which says, "For his name's sake." If you can just permit me just for a moment just to read the verse in its entirety, and then we're going to unpack the last part of that verse for his name's sake. Psalm 23, verse 3. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. Here we go. For his name's sake. Now, the verse, in fact, finishes with a promise from the Word of God. You are not just reading a statement. You need to recognize that this is in fact a promise in the Word of God. The promise is for his name's sake. Now, let's ask ourselves the question, what does it mean when the Bible says for his name's sake? You'll actually see it in both the Old Testament and it's actually written in the New Testament. For his name's sake. What does that mean? Well, let me give you a couple of interpretations, and hopefully these interpretations will give you a good understanding of what David is saying when he makes the statement. Well, firstly, it means that He guides us according to all that his name represents. Very important that you get that. Don't miss what I just said. It means that he guides us according to all that his name represents. His guidance then is in keeping with all that he has revealed himself to be. What a beautiful statement. I hope you captured that in our understanding of for his name's sake. Secondly, we could say, when God leads us in the paths of righteousness, again, for his name's sake, it is implied that the reason for his leading or the leading is not in us, but in himself. He is true to his shepherd name. It is a name that he has taken to himself, and he will not falsify, he will not dishonor it. In all his dealings with me, he will show forth that he is my shepherd. And this is why he leads me in the paths of righteousness. It is for his name's sake. How beautiful is that? We could also say, number three, now understanding of for his name's sake, the shepherd guides the sheep with an overarching view to the credit and glory of the shepherd's own name. Wow, let me say that again. The shepherd guides the sheep, that is you, with an overarching view to the credit and the glory of the shepherd's own name. Now, you may be thinking, I kind of get it, but I'm slightly confused. Well, let me help you with that just for a moment. And this statement is something that I want you to meditate upon, and I want you to grasp. This will help you in our understanding of what it means when it says, for his name's sake. Very short statement, but very powerful. God's name is at stake in your destiny. Let me say that again. God's name is at stake in your destiny. Wow. So let me explain it this way. When I say the following names, what do you think of? Stay with me. Here we go. Let me say some of these names and think of words that are associated with the name that I'm about to say. Mother Teresa. Well, immediately, I'm sure you probably thought of India. You thought of orphans, possibly sacrifice. Maybe a word like compassion came out in your thoughts. Now, watch this. If you said those words and thought those words, they are, of course, compatible with her name. That is correct. They're consistent. They correspond, and we could say they are harmonious with, watch this, with her reputation. I cannot say if you thought, or I thought, when I said the name Mother Teresa, if you thought of golf or a golfer, well, that would be incongruent. It's inconsistent. It is not harmonious. It does not correspond with the name Mother Teresa. Now, let's give you another example, and I'll help us to unpack this statement for his name's sake a little bit more. When we say the name Ronald Reagan, what do you think of? Well, of course, politics, United States of America. How about the name Catherine Kuhlman? Immediately, you probably thought of miracles, the Holy Spirit. Last name, Billy Graham. You thought of an evangelist. Some of you thought of integrity. Some of you thought of soul winning. Now, the names that, or the words I should say, that are associated with each of the names that I mentioned, they are congruent with their office and with their, watch this, specific characteristics. The Lord says, watch this, when we think of for his name's sake, he is saying, I will lead you in paths of righteousness that are congruent, that are in accord, that are harmonious and in sync with all that my name represents. Now, the NET translation gives us an understanding of that second part of the verse. Let me read it to you. Psalm 23, verse 3 in the NET translation. He restores my strength. He leads me down the right paths for the sake of his reputation. Come back to what I said earlier on. God's name is at stake in your destiny for the sake of his reputation. His name is connected with blessing, favor, grace. He's dependable. There is peace, freedom, prosperity, joy, growth, life, health, victory, and breakthrough in the name of Jesus Christ. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10 says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe." The Lord says, "I cannot lead you in a way," watch this, "that is different to who I am." There is a constancy with the Good Shepherd, a consistency. It is established that he is good, that he is gracious, that he is merciful. In other words, he is changeless. So David is saying, he leads me in the paths that are right because his reputation has gone before him. He is the changeless God for his name's sake. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." Earthly leaders come and go, but he is always there, the Good Shepherd. We need not fear that Christ is different now or will be different in the future from what he has been in the past. Past or present makes no difference to the eternal Savior. No matter what ages lie ahead, Christ will be unchanged through them. Christ will never be superseded for his name's sake. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He is your good shepherd. As we've done in all of our podcasts, can I speak a blessing over you as we bring today's Bible study to a close? I can boldly say I am under the expert management and compassionate, tender care of the Good Shepherd. God bless. Thank you so much for listening. If this teaching has helped you, please share it with someone who may need it today. If you have a minute, I would really appreciate if you could leave your personal review on this podcast on iTunes. Your review will help more people find the podcast and it will encourage me so much too. If you have any other thoughts or you'd like to find out more about other resources, you can email us at info@hz.church.